Track 15.
Boom of the healthcare sector in the USA. At the start of the 21st century, business closures and unemployment rates were increasing rapidly during the Great Recession in the USA. However, what is not widely known, a lot of new jobs were created at the same time. While several of them are badly paid catering and retail positions without any chances of career advancement, many new jobs can be found in the growing healthcare sector offering excellent career opportunities. And this trend seems to continue. Latest research predicts that every third of the new jobs created within the next decade will be generated in the healthcare sector. Due to changing demographics such as higher life expectancy and an aging population, the pressure on the healthcare system is increasing. So hospitals and other healthcare institutions need to prepare for this trend. As a consequence, the demand for professionals in the healthcare system will grow. While the average growth rate for professions in all sectors is 11% in the USA, a study predicts a 30 to 40% growth rate for professions in the healthcare sector within 10 years. Due to the increasing demand of jobs in the healthcare sector, the study points out that an increase in healthcare salaries is to be expected too. There is no need to study for a long time at a medical school or university to be able to enter the growing healthcare job market. Healthcare support workers assist doctors, dentists, physical therapists, and registered nurses. Many of those occupations require no more than on-the-job training. For example, physical therapist assistants who work together with physical therapists and help patients to recover after an injury, or medical secretaries who support medical practitioners by managing the doctor's office, maintaining patients' records, and ordering medical supplies. Another example is the profession of home health workers who support patients who need help managing daily tasks, for example, with domestic work or doing the shopping. One of these healthcare assistants is William Taylor, who applied for a part-time job as a nursing assistant at Texas General Hospital and got a call from the hospital the same day he submitted his application. The 26-year-old, who has worked as a nursing assistant for 5 years, says that job security, as well as the chances the healthcare job market offers, were main arguments in his decision to attend nursing school 7 years ago. He knows that salaries are higher for registered nurses, but the lower-paid nursing jobs are in higher demand. Momentarily, he is perfectly content with his job, but someday he wants to apply for a postgraduate course to become a registered nurse, he admits.